You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Robin Amiliani, the Vice President of Marketing at Matrix Marketing Group, a marketing agency that specializes in helping companies grow revenue both predictably and efficiently. Robin, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Why, thank you, Eric. Great to be here.
Yes, good to have you as well. So for starters, what do you think is a marketer's greatest challenge?
Ooh, well, it's changed a lot in the last few years, and now marketing leaders are really being held accountable for revenue growth, just as much as the leaders of sales are, and what ultimately drives revenue but quality leads. And this responsibility is actually scary for a lot of marketing leaders today, but it's also a fantastic opportunity because now marketing leaders have a seat at the executive table since they're impacting the company's growth.
What are the challenges associated with generating leads? Who doesn't want to generate leads and endless leads at that?
Good question. Well, there's a lot of different reasons why there's a lot of challenges associated with it. It could be anything from the bandwidth of the team to do everything that they need to do to drive leads, or if they don't have enough budget to do what they need to do, if they don't have the right talent that's on the marketing team, or if they haven't developed the right content, if they don't have the right technology stack to execute, and not knowing the right channels to promote in, but most importantly, not really knowing the customer or what they need to hear at each stage of the buying cycle.
So how does one go about driving leads?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to drive leads, but let's clarify the two different types of leads or the two different ways to drive leads, and it's either an inbound process or it's an outbound process. And inbound leads are all those converted web visitors that are coming to your site because of great content. So in order to boost your web visitors and ultimately drive inbound leads, you really need to have something like a blog that's always addressing and trying to fix the pain that your audience is experiencing. And you have to keep your blog fresh. And for most small to mid-sized companies, you really need to be blogging consistently and preferably 2 to 3 times a week. So, and you have to make sure your blogs have calls to action somewhere on the page so that you're converting those visitors that are reading your blogs. And inbound leads can also come from guest blogging on other people's sites. So always make sure that in your content that you have a link back to your website, so you're driving people back to your company webpage. And these are called inbound links. And this not only helps drive people back to your site, but it also helps boost your rank with search engines. But on the other hand, you also need to actively pursue outbound leads. And really all this means is that you're proactively going after your prospects. And really good offers to do that are things like ebooks or webinars or events, videos, podcasts like this. But whether it's an inbound lead or an outbound lead, you need to be addressing your audience's pain points and helping solve their problems. And I like to think that marketers now really look more like educators. So there's someone who's guiding the prospect and educating them along the customer journey, versus the traditional old-school marketer who is in their face trying to sell them something.
Great information. Today we're joined by Robin Amiliani, the Vice President of Marketing at Matrix Marketing Group, a marketing agency that specializes in helping companies grow revenue both predictably and efficiently here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Robin, how do you ensure that the leads you're generating are qualified?
Well, all content and the offers that you have need to be targeted to your buyer. So your content has to be relevant to your audience, and it has to speak to the pain your product or your solution solves. So, and in addition to being targeted to your buyer, the content needs to speak to them at the right stage in their buyer's journey. So in the simplest of terms, the buyer's journey can be defined in really three stages. So there's the awareness stage, there's the consideration stage, and then there's the decision stage. So for the awareness stage, which is at the very beginning, you need to have offers like white papers and ebooks and infographics. So a lot of educational type of materials. And then at the consideration stage, you need things like webinars or your own case studies or things like ROI calculators. And then at the decision stage, you need things like vendor comparison, so comparing your company to another company or reviews of your company so that you can really push your company specifically.
Lastly, it sounds like marketers are really working for sales. Aren't they or are they not?
Well, yes, essentially. So there's a lot of components of marketing, but ultimately marketers are responsible for, as sales is, for driving revenue growth. So you really need to be in lockstep with your sales team and really listen to them when it comes to customer feedback and response, since they're the ones that are closest to your customers.
Super information. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip or takeaway for the listener today?
Sure. Generating leads is really complex and it is really difficult. But if you create content and offers that are going to appeal to your audience at the right stage of the buyer's journey, it's going to really help you drive those quality leads. And if you don't have the right staff or expertise on your team, look to outside resources to help you.
Robin, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Matrix Marketing Group online and how they can be in touch.
Yes, so please visit matrixmarketinggroup.com, and all of my team members, we're all on Twitter, but my Twitter handle is @RobinEmiliani.
Thanks so much for that. Robin, thanks for taking out a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation.
Terrific. Thanks so much, Eric. It was a pleasure.
And we've been speaking with Robin Emiliani, the Vice President of Marketing at Matrix Marketing Group, a marketing agency that specializes in helping companies grow revenue both predictably and efficiently. And once again, the website for more information and for contact, it's matrixmarketinggroup.com. This is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.